Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the concept of the CY Strip show a little bit more.
Okay.
Obviously, was it a program when you came down from Sheridan? Had it already been on the air, or were you kind of like the first guy?
I was the first guy. I replaced, and I really never met him, Warren the Blob Cook.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was doing the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
But they had this CY Strip show in mind, and I actually would go with Ed Tenney with my suit and tie on. And they would introduce me as Larry Wakefield, da-da-da-da-da. And I'd help sell advertising. And
hold on. Sorry. I think he's in a garbage can.
You know. Kodo.
Kodo, get over here. Mr. Counter, sir.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll have to go to the break room and find out what he was into.
There's
or
that,
on.
It's covered, so I don't know what it would have been.
He's a counter surfer.
Ah,
oh,
okay.
So anyway. Okay, so let's go back.
So I would go with Ed Tenney out to businesses on CY Avenue to sell advertising. I would do, you know, commercials, say, this is what it will sound like if you sponsor our show.
Mm-hmm.
And the people bought into it. The businesses, they bought into it and said, yeah, let's give this a try. So it was very successful. We knew we had a huge audience of kids, you know,
sure,
mostly, driving up and down CY and in Casper.
On their transistor radios under their pillows.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
In fact, there was an incident where there was a Town and Country Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a really, really nice guy. And I'm sorry to remember his name. But he made a comment. It's like, I don't think you have any listeners at night anyway. You know, whatever. I said, well, so I came up with this idea. I'm going to count down. And if you're listening to Larry C.Y. Wakefield on the C.Y. Strip, honk your horn. Well, of course, in those days, if you honked your horn, everybody honked back anyway. But
mm-hmm.
So like at 10 o'clock, I counted down. Okay, in 1 minute, everybody get ready to honk your horn. And Ed Tenney called the owner of this business and said, stick your head out the door about 10 o'clock and let's see what happens. Well, it was like an air raid siren. It was pretty crazy. And he became one of our really good sponsors. So it was kind of fun to do.
Well, and the CY Strip kind of went from the Red Barn out CY and through the A&W.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody turned around. But then the CY Strip started getting longer, too. It went out further, and Spaniel Ford and whatnot was out. 3333 CY Strip.
Which became Griner Ford, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then there were, you know, people calling, wanted to sponsor, you know, be a part of the CY Strip show. But we pretty much hung in. If you weren't on the CY Strip, sorry.
But I remember we did station breaks. If you remember, the CY Strip show would go like from 8:05 or whatever to 8:30, and then they would do those station breaks.
That's right. I'm
and
sorry,
they
you're
would,
right.
Yeah. They would put the commercials in at the bottom of the hour or whatever and cheat on it a little bit.
And then we had the doggone reports,
mm-hmm.
and here it comes, the Katy baseball scoreboard or whatever. So we did
Katy
sports.
Quizzes as well.
That's right. So, and then the other thing that happened on the CY Strip show, Larry Laverne and his wife, she was very talented, had a great voice. We came up with the Oaks kissing tone. If you're a loyal Katy listener, kiss your sweetheart. And we had this, you know, mm-hmm. sound of people kissing, you know, the thing. And that was real popular. We played that a couple times an hour. So the CY Strip show and the Oaks kissing tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I did take some requests, but not a lot, because it was so busy trying to, mm-hmm. you know, program the music. But it was very successful and exciting to be a part of that nighttime, you know, wasteland of radio, which actually turned out to be a really good income producer for the radio station.
Didn't Katy also sponsor, you were talking about the Town and Country Pharmacy, didn't they also sponsor the flagpole sitter out there? Do you remember that?
I don't.
It may have been later, yeah, but there was a... In fact, that flagpole sat between the old Bonanza sirloin